it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello, I'm Vaughan Bennison. Welcome to this episode of New Horizons. Last week, you remember we spoke with Naomi Barber with Blind Citizens Australia. Today, we're joined by Sally Orish, the Acting State Coordinator for New South Wales ACT, to talk about the other half of the same project. We spoke with Naomi Barber last week about a project that Blind Citizens Australia is running, and she talked specifically about leadership and mentoring skills within the blind and vision impaired community. There's another side to that project, I understand.
There is. So with our project, we're running sort of two programs at the same time. Naomi's focuses, like you said, a lot on leadership and mentoring. And the other half of that project we're calling Life Ready. And basically that's all about building independence and skills.
Okay. And how does that work precisely?
So what we're going to be doing is hosting, first of all, some community consultation, which is available through the BCA website now and is going to be available for people to complete until the 7th of December. And that looks at really the areas that people might like to gain some more skills and independence, be it around education, employment, moving out of home, self-advocacy, participating in mainstream community social, sporting and recreational activities, all of those kinds of areas. And once we have the feedback from that consultation, we're going to use that to develop a bit of a training program that's going to consist of a series of interactive teleconferences, meetings and other activities, as well as in a skill development weekend. So they're going to be held in the locations where we received our ILC grants, which are in New South Wales, the ACT and South Australia. And they're going to focus on the practical aspects of developing those skills.
Let's get some examples then of exactly what sort of skills we're talking about here. Are we talking about leadership skills and that sort of thing?
Talking about skills to move out of home and participate in any area of life that someone might be interested in. So we're hoping to get people living as a group in an apartment for a couple of days. So there'll be people there to support them with maybe cooking and maintaining that house, looking at orientation to an area that you might not be familiar with, and how to access local services and things in the community.
What is the outcome expected to be?
We're hoping to reach over 800 people across New South Wales, the ACT and South Australia with the combination of the two projects. And so that might be people who participate in the teleconferences or people who benefit from the resources and other things that we create as a result of those projects. Ideally, we're hoping to increase individuals' abilities to participate fully in their community, be that through living as an independent person or through taking on leadership and mentoring roles within the community.
How can people get involved?
So in the coming days, we're going to be sending out an expression of interest. If someone is interested in participating in either the independence part of the program, which we're calling Life Ready, or in the peer mentoring or the leadership development, there'll be an expression of interest form attached to that email. They can complete that and send it back to either Naomi or myself. All our contact details will be on there. And we will be in touch in the coming weeks to discuss their application further. But if people have questions in the meantime, they're most welcome to contact either Naomi or myself through the 1-800-033-660 number, and they'll be put in touch with one of us.
And, of course, that community consultation is going through the BCA website at the moment until the 7th of December. How can people involve themselves with that?
Sure. So if you jump on the website and scroll through the very front page, look for the Life Ready consultation. That will take you to a link where you can complete the survey. It's taking people on average about 8 to 12 minutes. Otherwise, call us back on the 1-800-033-660 number and one of the staff can take you through the consultation if you would prefer to do it over the phone.
That sounds excellent. Thanks very much for joining us on the program.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Vaughan.
Sally Orish there, the Acting State Coordinator for New South Wales and the ACT with Blind Citizens Australia. Next up, a lady who requires no introduction, here to talk to us about a podcast series.
Well, I'm Stella Glory, and I am the producer and host of the weekly national radio program, Talking Vision.
That's not your day job, though, is it?
No, my day job. Well, it is part of my day job. So I'm client communications advisor at Vision Australia, and within that, I take care of a couple of newsletters. I also take care of Talking Vision and also the podcast series.
The podcast series was featured on Talking Vision a couple of weeks ago, which is where I happened to hear about it. Why don't you tell us about the impetus behind it?
Well, it's called Don't Eat the Whole Elephant. So it's a podcast series about well-being. So in the last 3.5 years, I can't believe I'm coming up to 4 years of producing and hosting Talking Vision. During that time, when I talked to many people who are blind or have low vision, it became apparent to me that, you know, well-being was of concern to many people, but it was also something that wasn't getting much attention. So often when people lose their vision, I mean, there are so many other things to think of and consider that your overall well-being or your mental health is not getting the attention that it deserves. It's like your happiness. You know, how are you going to take care of yourself? Now, it's not just for people who have recently lost their vision. It's also for people who were perhaps born with low vision or born blind as well. And I felt that that wasn't getting the attention it deserved.
So tell us then about the podcast series itself. Who's involved?
There's a number of people involved. So in the first one, it's part one and part two of problem solving, and we've got the wonderful Courtney McKee and Cameron Algie, who takes care of one of our quality living groups, Vision Australia. And it's great because they've got different experiences of blindness or low vision. So that was, but they also quite experienced about problem solving, and Courtney has a psychology background as well, and Cameron has been working in the quality living group for a long time, and their insights are quite profound. And then we've got some very young people involved, another young guy called Nicholas along with Jane, and they did one on exercise. And then a wonderful woman, Vildana and Jane and Nicholas did, and from quite a young person's perspective as well, on identity, that being how do you identify when you are blind or have low vision? I mean, is that for some people, it's front and center of who they are, and that that molds, for want of a better word, everything they do. And for other people, that's only part of who they are. And then it's up to each individual person to decide how that's going to be. And that particular one is called Sober and Fine, Just Vision Impaired.
I think for a person who's blind or has low vision or is vision impaired or however you want to say it, identity is a really key aspect to their lives, isn't it? Particularly if you're losing your vision.
Oh, absolutely. It's a time and it's for every, or look, and why wouldn't it be? Identity is because, yeah, something is changing within you, and then you have to think about, and it's the thing that people start noticing more when you, like, it starts you start gaining attention often, and not always attention that you want.
And exercise, that's a really interesting topic for the podcast.
Yeah, that's right. So Jane brought that particular one up. She is a keen jogger, and she said it's fundamental to her mental health now. So she talks about that. She belongs to a group called Achilles, and it has been transformative for her, and she said she cannot undervalue the impact of it. Besides the incredible endorphin rush that you get when you jog, there's also that it keeps her connected. Like, it's something that she does every Saturday, and she's involved in the community, and it's a group of friends, and it's a routine. So it's not just about, look, we're not all joggers. Even very simple things like dancing around your lounge room, putting something on YouTube, getting some music going, or going for a walk around the block.
Exercise really does help your sleep and your emotional well-being generally.
Oh, absolutely. And it's interesting. Is it called the non-24-hour
sleep disorder?
Yes. So that's another podcast that hasn't been produced as yet, but sleep was definitely, that is a huge one. So in that particular one, people will be discussing their experience with it and hopefully some how to manage that, and not necessarily, you know, how to get back to sleep, but offer some insights in how to manage your life when you have this particular sleep disorder, and also some of the research that's been done in particular in the USA. And also for some people, I think even just hearing the fact that it's got a name, it's really important, and you are not alone, especially, you know, if because I'm figuring this is something that you know about, Vaughn, I'm presuming, but there might be people out there who don't know about this and are experiencing something similar.
That'll be a really interesting episode to hear. What else have you got planned for the future?
Well, now, how many have I gone through? Now, I'm hoping to do 7, and the identity one isn't up as yet. I'm hoping that'll happen by the end of the week, and that will bring it up to 4. Sleep will be 5. Have I lost count? There are 2 that I'm unsure of yet, so that's still in the planning phase. So if anyone has any wonderful ideas, or I'm still putting the call out for people to be involved, whether it's with an idea or whether they would like to take part in a conversation, I'd certainly like to hear from people.
And how can we get in touch with you? And also, where can we find the podcast?
Well, you can get in touch with me through the Talking Vision website or at Vision Australia. So it's talkingvision@visionaustralia.org. That's talkingvision@visionaustralia.org. And my name is Stella Glory, and it's Glorie. So you can email me at stellaglory@visionaustralia.org. And you can find the podcasts on the Vision Australia website. It's on the Vision Australia radio website. Or if you're a member of Vision Australia Library, the podcasts are available there as well.
Have you or are you going to do any other series specifically for blind or vision impaired people?
Oh, always. So there is one at the moment that I finished it earlier this year, and it's called An Interesting Place to Be. And it's the story of Martin Wright, who he lost his vision. He dropped his wife off for a shoulder surgery, and he lost his vision on the way home. And the next day when his wife came home and she had her injured shoulder and he was blind, he said, well, this is a very interesting place to be. So it's the story of 1 year in the life of Martin Wright after he lost his vision. Hopefully there might also be one focused on young adults and one on children as well. So Vision Australia has a range of podcasts that they are considering and talking about. And I would love to hear people's ideas.
Good luck with it.
Thank you so much, Vaughn, and thanks for talking to me on New Horizons today.
I'm Vaughn Bennison. It's been a pleasure to have your company for the last 15 minutes or so. If you'd like to contact BCA, call 1-800-033-660, 1-800-033-660, or email bca@bca.org.au. And I'll talk to you again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. of our dreams.